you're alive.
Jack, an Irish man, grew up in a simple village where he learned a reputation for cleverness as well as laziness. He applied his fine intelligence to wiggling out of any work that was asked of him, preferring to lie under a solitary oak endless whittling. In order to earn money to spend at the local pub, he looked for an easy shilling from gambling, a pastime at which he excelled. In his whole life, he never made a single enemy, never made a single friend, and never performed a selfless act for anyone. Stingy Jack, a miserable and old drunk, liked to play tricks on everyone, family, friends, his mother, and even the devil himself. One day, he tricked the devil into climbing up an apple tree. Once the devil climbed up the apple tree, Stingy Jack hurried place crosses around the trunk of the tree. The devil was then unable to get down from the tree. Stingy Jack made the devil promise him not to take his soul when he died. Once the devil promised not to take his soul, Stingy Jack removed the crosses and let the devil down. Many years later, when Jack finally died, he went to the pearly gates of heaven and was told by Saint Peter that he was too mean and too cruel and had led a miserable and worthless life on earth. He was not allowed to enter heaven. He then went down to hell, but the devil kept his promise and wouldn't now allow him to enter hell. Now Jack was scared and had nowhere to go but to wander about forever in darkness between heaven and hell. He asked the devil how he could have left. He asked the devil how he could leave as there was no light. The devil tossed him a burning coal from the flames of hell to help him light his way. Jack placed the ember in a hollowed out turnip, one of his favorite foods, which he carried around with him whenever he could steal one. For that day onward, Stingy Jack roamed the earth without a resting place, lighting his way as he went on with his jack-o'-lantern.
Damn, nigga. You loud, dog.